Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm great. How's everybody out there?
I hope you're great, too.
Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and it's a lovely day in New Jersey.
Kind of gray.
Kind of gray and soft.
Yeah, early spring. Today's show is Living with Loss. We figured, you know, and this is the spring, but sometimes there's fall and sometimes there's winter, and inevitably
there's loss. And, you know, we all are affected by loss. And there's always upset associated with loss. And so today we're going to talk about loss.
And one of the tools that's the most healing during a time of loss is that of listening. So let's, as usual, talk a little bit about listening at the top of the show, because it is something that not only will pull you into the moment, but will support you anytime there's loss. Listening is one of those skill sets you can never get too good at, and it takes a moment to just slow down and be here and engage rather than think or agree or disagree or try to get somewhere or try to have the information coming to you be what you want. More it's about hearing what's exactly being said from the speaker's point of view.
I'm glad you said that.
Which part?
All of it. Because normally I say that on our show, and or something similar to that, and people have gotten tired of hearing me say it. They might have heard you say it.
But it's something new. So if you actually there, it doesn't really matter if it's being said for the first time or the 500th time.
If you're actually listening, it's fresh and new and can impact the quality of your life.
When you lose something or lose someone or lose a job or there's loss, one of the first thing that often happens is you resist it.
You say no.
So let's talk about the three principles also.
Yeah. First principle is that if you resist anything, that's what you're stuck with. Anything you resist persists, it grows stronger, and it definitely dominates your life and your experience of this current moment of your life. So if there's something that you are saying no to, anything that you say no to, that's what you're stuck with. That's just the nature of no.
Second principle is this. Things can only be exactly as they are right now. You can only be where you are right now and as you are right now. So that includes if you're resisting something. A lovely young gal came for the first time to our Monday Night Alive course, and she'd been resisting certain aspects of her life. And she came up very excited toward the end of the evening to tell us she realized that she could only be resisting if she was resisting. And suddenly, the third principle came into play, where if you allow yourself to be as you are, it completes it. So she was had been resisting some aspect of her life, and it had been very difficult for her. And she, for lack of a better word, embraced her resistance and had a sense of humor about it. And like poof, like magic, she ceased having this mental conflict with herself, and everything relaxed. So in an instant, your life can transform with this non-judgmental allowing for what
well,
is.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because in an instant, your life can transform, you say. But see, your life can only transform in an instant. Transformation doesn't happen as a cumulative thing over time. It happens in an instant. If it's happening over time, it's change. When your life transforms, every aspect of your life transforms, not just those things that you are trying to fix or change about yourself. So we'll tell you, our approach is not problem-solution-oriented. It's not psychotherapeutic. We're not trying to help people. But what we've discovered is if you enter the current moment of your life transforms as a byproduct of getting present. And then all aspects of your life expand exponentially. So especially the sense of well-being and satisfaction and aliveness. How's that?
I love it.
I love it, too. I love when you sit there looking at me like that.
Well, that's one of the beauties of listening. When you really listen to a person, that's all there is. If you're worrying about what you're going to say next or worrying about how it applies to you or actually trying to apply it to you, then you're not actually listening.
Well, I noticed as I was speaking, you were looking at me, a thought came by. I hope I'm doing this okay because she's looking at me like I might have done it wrong. How can you do your life wrong?
Mm.
How can you do any moment of your life wrong?
We got a...
You can't.
You can't. You actually can't. We got a lovely, lovely email last week from our friend Erica. And I want to share it with people because it talks so eloquently about loss. And I was actually going through earlier and thinking I would just excerpt it, but I'm going to take a moment and read it because I think it embodies so much of the whole loss process. It would be really lovely to share with people, and she has given us permission. Erica writes, "Dearest friends, this last week I had the privilege of spending a day with my cousin in hospice in Michigan following a very arduous battle with ovarian cancer. My cousin was not allowing just anyone to visit, so I was a little nervous and wanted to do it, quote, right. She told her husband that Erica gets it, and I would like her to visit. Feeling nervous, I called the Canes from LAX before boarding my flight and was reminded that there's no right way to do this, to just listen, 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 and allow myself to be. I would give my cousin and her husband the space to feel what they needed to feel as well. The time with my cousin was so lovely and such an honor. The effect of just being there with her had such a palpable impact on the two of us. She really needed someone to listen the day I was there because she wanted to talk about dying and her husband. And her husband couldn't bear it. But because I'm not incredibly close to her and not overcome with denial and grief, I considered it such a gift and a privilege to listen to her. In fact, it felt like Christmas where you just keep receiving gift after gift after gift. Sometime we would talk about our families as her mother and my father have some strong similarities, but she pointed out that my dad had really done so much to grow, and she said emphatically, I applaud him. However he did it, and she wanted me to be sure to tell my dad how proud of him she is. When her lunch came in, she wanted me to feed her, and we spoke of simple things like how much cheese the next bite would have, and she told me how different meals are at the end of life, from the texture to the taste to just everything. She said they'd been very enjoyable meals. She told me she felt like she couldn't just sit like we were doing with anyone in her family. She said, I said, technically I am your family, and she scrunched her face. And then she said, sometimes it looks like I'm going to cry, but that's really how I laugh. Her body is so diminished, it no longer has the capacity to produce laughter. She's also frustrated that it was hard for her to find the right words to use, and I told her everything was coming across just fine. And she said, that's because I listen well. I told her I have some great coaches for that, and she asked me who, and remembers listening to the Canes radio show, either from me or on her own or both, etc. She goes on and says, I asked if she wanted me to read anything from Khalil Gibran, the prophet, and she said, yes, please, and I told her topics, and she picked on death, and when I finished reading, she said, again, please. And we finished reading. She wanted the last few lines a few more time, and we read others. She enjoyed time very much as well. The 3 hours I spent alone with her were time I will treasure forever, and I thank Ariel and Shia and this community from the bottom of my heart for teaching me tools to be there for someone as I was. I could sense what a difference I made for her, and that's really all I wanted to do in heading to Michigan. I also remembered Ariel saying that I'm capable of this, and I'm glad she was right. And that's enough of this. I just thought it was so lovely to share a bit of this with you, because not only was Erica dealing with loss, but obviously her cousin Allison was dealing with loss, the loss of her ability to feed herself, the loss of her life, the loss of the ability to laugh.
Well, you know, when we're healthy, we disregard the gift that our health is, and it's not until we lose certain facilities and capacities that we realize that we ever had health.
There's something really lovely in this. What I noticed was in this time of loss, Erica became very connected to her heart and her love. And sometimes what happens with loss is you assume that that break in continuity, or when you lose something, creates for you emotion. But I really feel that it opens up your capacity to feel what's inside you. And for some people, that's anger and that's sadness, and it's things that you haven't allowed yourself to feel. And it's not necessarily created by the circumstances, but it's something that the circumstances allow you to experience. We have a caller. Let's take her, shall we? Mena, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm just incredibly moved.
Yes, as are we.
Yeah. That was beautiful. And I'm calling. I've never lost anyone close to me, and my husband and I took our new son to visit my grandparents on Sunday, and Arthur and I both are very close to them, and my grandma's obviously starting to lose her her mind, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit upsetting. And
yes.
And I know that they're going to die at some, I mean, they're nearly 90, but they've always been incredibly vital. And it's just, you know, we've just been watching them over the last few years sort of start to be able to do less for themselves, and we started to take care of them more and so on. And I suppose I'm not sure that I will deal with it as well as Erica.
You don't know how you're going to deal with it until you have the situation that you have to deal with. Now, here's the thing. You have a relatively new baby. How old
yeah.
is Oscar now?
Nearly 5 months.
Nearly 5 months. Did you think you were going to be able to deal with childbirth?
No.
But you dealt with it, and you did it brilliantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you couldn't imagine what being a new mother would be like. I mean, your imaginings was nothing like the reality.
Right.
Right.
And you dealt with the loss of sleep.
Yeah.
Because, you know, newborn babies don't care.
And how you dealt with it was a moment-to-moment thing. Your idea of, oh, I'm not going to sleep as much prior to it happening was very different than the reality when Oscar was crying in that moment.
Yeah.
So, first of all, you will deal with the loss of your grandparents, for instance, when it arrives and not a moment sooner.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have to worry about how you'll deal with it.
And one of the things that happens when you have a loved one with diminishing capacity is
mm-hmm.
it, first of all, when you have seen them robust and you come another time and they're not, there's
yeah.
a shock involved. As much
yeah.
as you may expect it, there's a little shock. And one of the tools is to not compare how they are now to how they've been, but to engage with them as they are.
Ah.
Because, and you know what? That happens for ourselves as well. I have less flexibility than I had in my 20s or in my teens. I can compare how I am now to how I was then, and I can create all sorts of upset for myself. But it's really about living your life as it is in this moment.
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
You know, one of the things that Erica said at the end of this email, because I didn't do the whole email because it was quite long and lovely, she said that both Allison and her husband thanked them time and again for getting on the plane and showing up and helping out, but it was really such an honor and a privilege for someone as lovely as my, for me to accompany someone as lovely as my cousin Allison on this last journey. I did not have the thoughts when I was with her about how unfair this was because of her age. She herself was at peace and complete with this life. Our lives are as long as they are and not a moment longer. She illustrated for me that the fact is not so hard to live with if you step into what is. And it's really about practicing, Mena, day to day, what is.
Mm. Yeah, wow.
You know,
I can
we
feel
have
that.
To go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break, Mena?
Yeah, yeah.
Most excellent. We'll be back shortly with Mena and the two of us, so come on back. Being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. A little shout out to our friend Jutta, who had an operation yesterday, and she's doing well.
We hope you heal quickly so we can see you next Monday night.
And also for all of our friends in the European community, we're really looking forward to seeing you in Hamburg next week. And we just wanted to say, hey.
And there are still some spaces available in Hamburg if you want to join us.
You are welcome.
Very welcome.
Mena, are you with us?
I am, and I'm coming to Hamburg, and I'm really happy.
Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Cambridge, England.
Excellent. So you're making the trip.
I'm making the trip, and it's easy, and it's going to be wonderful.
Excellent. Hey, we were chatting over the
break
with Mena, and she was – well, go ahead. You can talk with us again.
Yeah, I just wanted to also say I was so moved by what you were saying, and when Erica was saying about how it was an amazing experience for her, and I always had the idea that death would be a really sad thing to go through with someone. And when you guys were talking about experience something as it is rather than comparing it to before or to what I think and...
Yes, we've been programmed to have a certain reaction to loss by movies we've seen, books we've read, other people's reactions, and it's a very personal thing. And I think that sometimes people have the impulse to celebrate, in this case, the loss of someone they love and the life of someone they love, but they're afraid of being judged as being insensitive or not caring or not loving. And I recall when my grandmother died, there was a moment where I sat on the steps between our office and our bedroom because our office is a loft above, and I just burst into tears, but the tears were sad, but I just was experiencing how much I loved her. It was just so deep, but I experienced how much I loved her on a daily basis. I think people have a much harder time with loss if there's incompletions involved. Shia's nodding. He was about to say that.
No, I was about to say that, but you went there because I was thinking it, you know. The people who suffer the most in death are the people who've rejected the person who has passed on.
We recently had a friend whose stepfather died, and he was so, our friend was so
complete
and so well in himself and just so grateful to be there to help his mother through the process
and the rest of his family members.
But other family members who had
issues
and regrets and resentments against this individual had a very hard time with it. Because what was unresolved in life intensified in death. It's always a good statement
and
for completing things.
And what you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life.
You know, and the first minute also is to start with the little things. I'm sure you've lost little things, like your car keys or...
Sure.
Misplaced your favorite pen.
Yes.
Although I know where it is, we have your favorite.
I know. I was just thinking that.
Excellent.
That's so beautiful. I just feel so full of love for my grandma, and I don't feel scared.
Good. Well, you don't have to feel scared because, see, look, worrying about how the future is going to turn out does not impact the future in any positive way. You just have a bad experience in yourself that you basically generate through worrying about what isn't, and you miss the current moment of your life, which is all there is in this moment.
Right.
You still with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel it so strongly just talking with you guys now. I feel so transformed, I suppose.
One other thing that Erica wrote in, I'm just jumping to a different place of this email. She said, my cousin mentioned to me that she wants to stay in the place she keeps going because it's so nice, but that Tom keeps pulling me back. So Erica told Tom not to hold on longer than he needed to because she'd fight to stay with him, but she was ready to go. And I think sometimes we hold on to people for us, not for them.
I remember when my mom was passing, how we would sit with her, and she'd go off on these trips where she'd stop breathing for long periods of time. Her heart was still pulsing, you know, beating, and the pulse in her neck was still pulsing, but she would go away. And
she'd come back and would say, did you have a nice trip? And she'd say, oh, yes, it was so beautiful. It was really lovely. By the way, that's really one of my favorite parts of our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life, is the story of Ida and Shia's mother's death process, because it was truly a life-affirming thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mena, thanks for calling in today. Will you give your husband our love and give your baby a kiss for us?
Yes.
We look
Thank
forward
you
to
so much.
Both next week.
All
three.
Week, all three of you
yeah.
in Hamburg. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
You're welcome,
you.
Welcome, dear. We
Hi.
Have all are on the line.
Yeah,
here.
We do. We have Daniela from Switzerland. Are you
Daniela?
With us?
Daniela? Hello? I thought we had Daniela.
Maybe not.
Maybe she dropped off. Okay.
Well, I will talk to our tech here, and we'll look at what we have next. One is to learn to include those little losses as they come.
Like Daniela? You know, it's funny. It's not funny, but it's funny. If you resist something, if you say no to how things are showing up, life becomes difficult. And, you know, there's this possibility that no matter what life brings you, you can be a yes, and that includes loss, you know.
Well, we were talking with Jutta about it today. She went in for the surgery yesterday, which went well. And she went in feeling fairly robust, but today she had the loss of her stamina and her energy, and, you know, sitting up was about all she could do today.
Right.
And it's what was sweet talking to her was she wasn't fighting it. It was a win. It was a win. So, we just heard from our tech that Daniela's still with us. So. She dropped off again. See? Another moment of loss.
Back and forth.
How perfect is that?
That's right. We keep on feeling lost. Oh, you know. But if you don't resist the loss, it's not painful.
But loss is upsetting if you somehow perceive it as a threat to your own survival.
Well, there's this thing that happened. Okay. Well, Daniela's back. So
hi. Now, are you there, Daniela?
I am. Can you hear me?
Well,
yes, we can, and your timing is perfect.
Great. Actually, I could hear you not hearing me. everything that you had just said was lovely to hear. So.
Excellent.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Where in Switzerland are you calling from?
I'm from Zurich.
Hi, welcome to the show.
We like Zurich.
Thank you.
We do.
We got stuck there for a while once when there was a volcano.
When the volcano
going off.
Happened, we had
the
luxury to be there for a few days.
That's right.
Well, thank you. I'm really grateful to talk with you today.
Well, what would you like to talk about?
Well, last May I was 7 months pregnant, and I had too much fluid in my water, and so. Unfortunately, my baby came early, and he was too. He had also other problems, and so he, I was after 5 weeks of being hospitalized, we only had him for 2 days, which was the most beautiful 2 days, and I would have laid in the hospital again for 5 weeks just to be with him for 2 days. Mm. And then 3 weeks later, my husband said, which we'd been together for 12 years, and we loved each other deeply, and I really, really loved him, and he had said, you know, I'm just not sure about our relationship. And so then I had to move and everything, so I had 3 really huge losses within such a short time.
You did. Your home, your child, and your husband. Those are,
yeah.
All you needed to do was lose your job, and you'd have had the
trifecta.
Yeah, it was the only thing that I still had, which was great. And so, yeah, I've just found that I always believed that I do trust in life, and I believe that our baby Jaden was a little angel in a way to my husband, and I loved each other very much, but I had met him when he was 17 and I was 22, and 12 years later you grow and change and become different people, and the loss of our baby was a shock for both of us, of course, and for my husband as well, and he really, at that time, you know, he feels that he really had to run because he couldn't deal with it, but he was looking at things in our relationship that were actually very true. It was things we would have never faced before, just that we had become completely different people and that we were basically staying together because we loved each other and out of loyalty, but so much of who we were was not anymore who we were. Anyhow, so I always do believe that, you know, there is a reason for things and all that, but I think at the moment what I'm really struggling with is I just find that my resilience is really low when things are happening, of course, because I'm grieving this loss. And I feel like there's a part of me, it just changed me so much. And I used to be somebody who believed, well, I still do, but very, I don't want to say naive, but I just always saw everything rosy and pink colored and everything like that. And so I feel like a part of me, a really precious part of me, has died. And I just want to get that part back. And also the resilience part of me. Those are the two things at the moment that I'm struggling with.
Mm.
Well, I'm stuck.
The resilience and the, yes,
I'm stuck with a question I have immediately.
Sure.
Are you joining us in Hamburg?
No, I really wanted to, and there was one thing after the other of obstacles in my way.
I understand that, but if you want to have that back,
that's the fast track.
That would happen.
That would happen
in that weekend.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure.
You know, like,
it's not saying it can't otherwise, but that's just our.
Here's the problem, Daniela. You spend time thinking about how you would prefer your life to be showing up and how you would prefer you to be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And how you prefer is a mental exercise, an exercise in thought. But the reality of life is it does not show up the way we'd like it to.
Right.
Frequently, it really shows up the way we would prefer it not to.
Right.
But it doesn't change anything. The game or the way to well-being, which is what I believe you're talking about, where you feel well in yourself, that the way to it is by getting into the current moment of your life rather than seeing how the current moment disagrees with your agenda or plan for your life, how you would prefer your life. And most people think that it should be the way they want when it isn't that way and cause themselves a lot of needless suffering.
Right.
And, if you can rearrange your life to be there, for the weekend, I believe it will drop you back into yourself prior to your trauma.
Mm.
Because the loss like this is very traumatic.
Mm. Whether you can make it or not, we'll talk about one of the things that happens in the workshop that hopefully you can replicate somewhat for yourself wherever you are. And that is one of the things that happens in those workshops, aside from whatever we talk about, aside from Shia and my presence, aside from the magic of a group, and all of those things are you know, huge components. The people involved actively engage in getting interested in what's happening around them. And as different people talk, they actually engage in really listening to what that person has to say, not with the agenda to apply it to themselves, but to deeply hear what's happening with that person only for the purpose of deeply hearing it, because that person is currently what's happening in their life. Mm-hmm. So I feel that one of the things that happens when we have loss is that we often step back a bit, we cocoon ourselves, we insulate ourselves, we're feeling hurt. It's like having a gigantic whole energy body bruise. You don't want anybody to touch it or intrude, and you certainly don't want to feel that kind of pain again. And we forget that our active engagement and interest in other people, and of course activities,
and our lives,
really can pull us through that cotton battening that we put around ourselves. And
mm-hmm.
part of the lack of resilience in you is that you haven't given yourself permission to fully live again after all of those tremendous shocks that happened.
Right.
And so using the skill set of really getting deeply interested in what's happening in your life in the current moment will start to pull you back into real time.
And not mm-hmm. trying to get somewhere off in the future, not trying to make yourself feel better than you do.
Right.
We have to take a break. Can you come back with us after
sure,
the break?
Sure, thank you.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back, and don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Cane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Danielle, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Excellent.
So, Daniela, how did you first find us? How do you know of us?
From Evelyn, my friend Evelyn.
Oh, excellent.
Evelyn. Okay, yes. And,
yes.
Perfect.
You know, you talked about these losses, and I absolutely feel your loss there in all of those things. What most people don't realize is a component of loss is upset. And when people get upset, they withdraw from the current environment that they are in to protect themselves from further loss. And it doesn't really protect you.
It creates further loss.
It creates further loss. And one of the definitions of upset is when you stop participating in your life. You don't think you can say anything until you're better, so you never say anything again. It's kind of like you quit on yourself.
Right.
And I believe
right.
that you've quit on yourself and have stopped going for your dreams because it feels as though they've been ripped away from you.
Like dating with abandon or looking to see what you want. And going
for those things you want in your life.
Where in the state that you're describing, obstacles actually appear like obstacles as opposed...
As though they're really real. Obstacles rather than they're just reasons for not going out and getting engaged in life again.
Right.
So I invite you to look around, see what you want, and engage.
And go for what you want.
And really connect in with people again. It's going to be a lifesaver for you.
Yeah, I feel that I work with children, and there was a time when, you know, it was really hard in the beginning, of course, because as much as precious I would see them, I'd also, that feeling too, I'd also miss my son so much.
Yes.
And my husband, of course. And through, you know, just staying there and being with it, because I had to, you know, I was at work, I had to keep going because I didn't have the support from my husband anymore. And so that actually, in that sense, I can definitely understand what you're saying.
Great.
Because that was really, really healing for me.
Oh, one other thing, dear. Be kind to yourself. Because somehow I know you feel you did something wrong to have these tragedies befall you.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing wrong.
Life just showed up that
way it did.
Because it did.
Right.
It's not...
It's not cause and effect.
It's not punishment. It's not something you did. It's just an isness. And I love that you've used your work to pull you out. And now let's suggest adding your play.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Really so appreciate it. It's nice to meet you and hope to meet you sometime in person.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We have another caller.
Let's take her. Stephanie, are you there?
We had another caller.
Do you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Hi, here's Stephanie from Hamburg, Germany.
Hi, Stephanie.
There was just a little gap there.
I can hear you now.
Yeah.
We thought we lost you.
No, I'm there, and I'm listening to the whole show, and it's just wonderful.
Excellent. What can we do for you today?
Well, in the beginning, I thought I had some problems. But I really to get it together again after listening to all the people, it has kind of vanished.
Well, see, if Daniela's still listening, that's really what we're talking about. It's not just that we were discussing the subject of loss. It's that when you really get engaged and involved in other people,
then those things that seem to be problems just dissolve on their own.
That your life catches up with itself rather than being stopped in a moment in time when you said no to something.
Right. When you're lost in thinking about what you would prefer as opposed to...
Yeah. During the call, I started feeling again okay with myself.
So what were you not feeling?
From time to time or in the last weeks, I'm still struggling with the death of my father, who died last year in August in an accident in the Swiss mountains. And I think I should be over it or handle it differently or not get lost or I feel that I don't have it under control or I have my feelings not under control. It's just...
Stephanie, darling?
Yeah.
Have you been in touch with your mother recently?
Oh, yeah. It has been my dad's first birthday without him on March 7th.
And how long were your parents married?
I think 52 or 53 years.
Right. So, you see, I think you personally are pretty much over your father's loss, the loss of your father. But I
think
you're connecting with your mother, and she is not over that loss. She replays it every day.
Yeah.
And understandable.
Understandable,
yeah.
But...
Here's the thing. Transformation, being so interconnected with your mom, for instance, let's just presuppose that our idea that you're in touch with her, you're connected, and you're going along the ride with her of her loss, that when you connect in with her, because even as we're talking, I'm reading Erica's email, I get emotional, and I don't know Allison, but I feel it. So when you're so connected into your mother, she's your primary source, and additionally, you love her, you're very connected. She can think about you, as can my mom think about me, and you can experience what's going on with her. But it goes both ways.
If you will let your father's passing be complete, then it can work that way for her as well.
And additionally, if you start to feel sad that you are associating in that moment with the loss of your dad, and you let yourself be okay with that, it goes both ways.
There's another thing. Ariel just touched on it when she said, when you feel emotions that you've associated with the loss of your dad. See, each one of us have within us a well of unexperienced emotions.
Yeah.
And a loss, especially a tragic, unexpected loss, gets us opens that portal into those emotions. There are emotions that have been there, and we've suppressed them for maybe forever, but then the floodgates are opened up. It's as though there's this opportunity to complete those emotions if you allow yourself to feel them without judging yourself for having them.
And when they reappear again out of nowhere, you're kind of like, gosh, I thought I was over this. But that's what most of us do with anything in our life that seems to be something we wouldn't prefer or uncomfortable. We're like, I thought I was over this. I don't want this. And then not wanting it intensifies it. And I think people also have the misconception that loss should be acute at first, and then it dwindles down, and then there's nothing. And sometimes it happens in waves.
Yeah, that's what I'm having, this wave thing.
Well, I would take what Shia said to Daniela in the last segment, and part of that is about being kind to yourself.
I like that.
The other thing, too, is my experience is that the death of a loved one is a bit like a veil. I don't truly believe my grandmother is gone, for instance. So in those times, early times for me, when I was dealing with her or experiencing the physical loss of her, it was really a time where I could sit and be grateful and actually communicate with her and continue to share the relationship I had with her. And just because your dad is gone doesn't mean you have to sever your relationship with him.
Yeah. Cool.
He can be a source of great inspiration to you if you let him, because you're this great lady and you're half him.
Yeah. I also really love the idea that it goes all both ways, so...
Yeah, so that can inspire you not to indulge in getting yourself upset over things, Stephanie.
Yeah, good.
And as much as this is like a soft and lovely conversation, I want to turn the corner a little bit to something that might be slightly inconvenient. You ready?
Yeah.
You also have to pay attention to the times when you use the loss of your father as a device. Sometimes when you have a client you don't know how to deal with, you can pull over the mantle of sadness so that you can stay there rather than have to deal with that. Or maybe there's something between you and your boyfriend that's confronting to bring up and communicate about. So the loss sometimes becomes this convenient cave to hide in, so that you don't have to actually live your life.
I did that.
Yeah, you've done that sometimes?
Yes.
Good for you for admitting it.
Well, if you see it, then you don't have to go there anymore.
Yeah.
If you see it and laugh about it like you just did, it's over.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
It is really cool. And, you know, if you pay attention, you'll know the difference. You know, sometimes it's this wave, and other times it's like taking a bucket of water and pouring it over your head and saying it's raining.
Yeah, it's a good question. No artificial rain.
Artificial rain. Beware of that artificial rain.
Right.
Hey, thanks. I'm so excited. We get to see you next week in Hamburg for the Freedom.
I'm so happy. When you were talking in the show about the workshop, and I said, oh, I'm so lucky that I can be there, and I'm so much looking forward to it. And if I had the time, I would take every workshop. I would go every weekend to New York, which is a long trip, but at least I will do it once this year. And I'm coming to Cambridge, and now next week I have you here. It's wonderful.
The freedom to breathe and the secret of wonderful relationships.
That's what we're bringing to Hamburg.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks so much for calling in today.
And thank you so much for everything. Thank you.
You're so welcome for everything.
And I love your show.
For those of you who are not yet on our email list, sign up, because the Transformational Moments blog has emails just like this one from Erica. Hey, thanks for being with us today.
And come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.